She hung up the phone. She says, "Hey, honey, you know, I just found my preacher, but I've been asking God to send to this town. Amen. For 2 straight years, I prayed every day, God, send a homeless preacher, amen, to this town." Amen. She showed up that Thursday night, and I preached her funeral, and she was one of the dearest members that I ever had. I'm here to tell you, there's some things along the journey. There's some experiences, amen, that are good for you. There's some things that will make you stronger and that prepare you for what's ahead. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Man, if I tell you over 1,500 souls have prayed in the altar in 8 years, will you call me a liar? 1,500 sinners in 8 years. Now, I'm not in Blair, y'all. There's 130,000 people, so don't take offense at that, all right? One service, 10 drug addicts lined up from one side of that place to the other. 10 heroin addicts in one service, more heroin addicts. I'm preaching on Joshua's journey. You don't know where God's taking you no more than I knew where God was taking me. Stick with the program. There ain't no owner's manual for this, y'all. There ain't no Bible college class that you can take, brother. They don't give a God. Man, I hope I'm preaching you tonight. I got a burden for you because, man, I feel like God's going to use you. And you listen to me. There ain't no program in Bible school on how to be a chief of police and win lost souls in a rural community. But I do know somebody who says, if you'll just stay close to me, I've got a plan, and I've got a word, and I've got a will, and I've got a way. Take you places you never dreamed you'd go. I'll use you in ways you never dreamed. Amen, Joshua. Just stay by Moses, because one day all these millions will be at your command. You will take them across the Jordan. Amen, you will divide the way for them. You will eat the milk and honey with Caleb. Amen, your day is coming. I want to preach about his day. It'll be your turn after a while, sir. It'll be your opportunity after a while, brother, sister. Yeah. I'll never forget. Let me take a few more things quickly. So, yeah, if you need to sit down, you can. Thank you for standing. So, I got this bill for $500 a month. We're having church. 6 months is up, I go back to the landlord. I sit down on his front porch. I said, "Sir, I told you if you give me 6 months at $500 a month, I would not be a bum." I said, "Well, we don't really have any more people coming, but we have visitors, and God's given us some good news, and we see some people get saved. There's some that kind of had come with us and weren't saved and bitter, and God's bringing healing to us." And I said, "Man, we'd like to stay on." I said, "How much you want me to pay? How much you want me to pay? How much you want to pay? How much you want to pay? How much?" I looked him straight down and I said, "Sir," I said, "I just want to say," I said, I'd like to have 6 more months at $500 a month. I said, "But I promised I wouldn't be a bum." I said, "If you give me 6 more months, I'd be grateful." This man who's broke, as poor as Job's turkey. You know how poor that was? He had to put a lean on fence to gobble. Amen. Listen to me. I mean, if my landlord is broke due to bad circumstances that happened to him with banks and things. He said, "That's going to be good, preacher, man." He said, "You know what, son?" He said, "This morning, my wife rolled over about 5 o'clock and looked at me and woke me up." She had never darkened the doors of that church up to this point. She said she woke me up and said, "John, I'm going to tell you something right now. Tell me, what are you going to tell me?" She said, "John, I don't know, but I got to tell you something. You know those people down there in that building that's having church?" He said, "Yeah." Amen. She said, "You got to let them have that for 6 more months, for $500 a month. Somebody woke me up and told me to tell you that. I don't want to help me." I sit on her porch that evening. Amen. I said, I sit on her porch, his porch that evening. I had no idea. What are you saying? You just let God lead and you just go along for the ride. I don't know where this church is going. I don't know all the answers. But I'm here to tell you, he knows how to work it out. He knows how to make a way for those that will stay dedicated and devoted and go through the disappointments. That is a journey. That is unbelievable. Hallelujah. what we bought was a migrant camper. Migrant apple pickers would come through to pick the apples in the orchards in our area. The benches that they sat on to change their clothes was my altars. I'm down on one of the benches praying about midnight, and the Holy Ghost said, go home and look for pews.
What?
I'm not praying about pews. We got pews in here. We got about enough seat, about 70. They were given to us. They're screwed together with 2x4s and everything else. But they're comfortable. And they come out of a church like this that was shaped a little different, so they were different lengths. So we had a hot box together and made a little triangle out there in the middle. We don't really hold the pews out there. God said, look, if you want to hold it, type in pews on the computer and I'm fixing cars. I typed them in. I said, man, boom. 15 miles down the road, the most beautiful pews you've ever seen in your life. Coffee. 14 foot long. I said, man, look at this. So I emailed the guy. Yeah, you want to sell them pews? Next day, I'll call you on Saturday. He emails me back, and I'm not even, will you call me? I said, no. So I said, I need a call. If we were tight, we'll be doing this for years. I'll call you Saturday. No call Saturday. Monday, I have not heard from you since. Who helped me even turn the thing on? But, hey, man, nothing. Next week. The devil said, I thought you said God told you to look for pews. I said, I thought he did too. And then I said, devil, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt you. I thought God told me something. I missed it. You know how I do. 3 weeks later, I'm driving down the highway. The phone rings. This is Pastor Rutherford from Father Waters. Yes, sir, I know who you are. Yes, sir. How did God got them pews you called me to email me about, huh? Yes, sir. You still want them? I'd love to have them. How much you want for them? You can believe me. You can call me a liar. You can do whatever you want to do. All I can tell you is almost quoting verbatim. Well, preacher, I was going to sell them. He's a Baptist man. He said, I was going to sell them, but I got the price. I lost your number. My computer crashed. He said, I've been trying to get this number because I knew I needed to call you. He said, because I got down and prayed, and God spoke to me and said, you're his man in Martinsburg, and I'm going to give you every last one of them. I said, sir, are you kidding me? No. Amen. Come and get them just as quick as you can. Brother Lester has walked the backs of them. Amen. They're there. The Bible stand. The communion table. Amen. Souls have got saved. What are you saying? I've been preaching on Joshua's journey. It's a wonderful ride. I said, it's a wonderful ride. Stand and see what God is going to do. Lift your hands and magnify the Lord. That 16-year-old preacher, I told you now, at the altar, he's done 10 years in prison now, in and out. While visiting him in prison, he said, preacher, there's a man in my cell who's on the verge of suicide. Would you please talk to him? I said, send him out. I just did visitation through the glass. They wouldn't let me in the back. They had church. But I did one-on-one. They're doing one-on-one. This man walks in my cell. He was so depressed. He had heard about God, 30-year-old single man, never married, big, tall boy, half black, half white. I led him to Jesus Christ, told him how to pray. I said, look, I'm not leaving you in a sinner's prayer. He didn't know nothing. My grandma's Jehovah's Witness. I don't know my daddy's preacher. I don't know nothing. Same old story. My dad's a drug addict. My mom's a drug addict. I don't know my dad. My dad was there my life. Same old story. My grandma raised me. She just died. And she's the only person that really felt loved me. And I'm here in this dumb jail. And I just felt like killing him. I said, don't do that. And I said, you go to your son. You pray till something comes in you and something goes out of you. I said, then you come tell me about it. That next door, that next week, he opened that door. He swung that door open. When he swung that door open, he didn't have to say a word. He glowed from the top of his head and soles his feet. Oh, preacher, he done it. I slept every night. I couldn't sleep a night, and I slept like a log. I read my Bible every day. I changed my time. And we went through all that. And stay with me. Don't get too excited because it's got a very sad ending, but I got something I want to tell you. And so, I mean, if I ever had hopes of my jail guys, man, I had hopes in it. He's going to come, he's going to come, he's going to come. He didn't come. I said, okay. So, he gets out of jail, he goes to prison. I've got a stack of letters in my office. It's literally that thick he wrote me. You never seen such beautiful letters. I put money on his books. I helped him. Hey, man, he got out, and he did one thing wrong. He wouldn't let go of his girlfriend. She had him drunk before he got back to town. When he got to town, he kicked all the windows out of the car. visitations in prison. He never heard a preacher preach nothing. So I put him up in a hotel. I said, dude, you're going to let me get you sober to that buddy. And I cried. All the way home. Oh, God. But I'll get him in the morning. And I'll get him up to the pit cave. I'll go get him. And I said, you got rid of all that alcohol? I got rid of the alcohol. And I got to the next morning. I didn't know if he's dead or alive. 6 months later, I get a phone call. Preacher, I'm back in town. I'll come to church tonight. And Earl come to my church. And Earl knelt at the altar. And he sobbed like a baby. And he got up. My guys hugged on him, cried on him, loved him. He said, Brent, he said, Pastor B, why? He called Pastor B. Pastor B, why have I been running from this, man? I never felt my mind kissing my life except when I got saved in jail. Why have I been running? I said, boy, I don't know. I said, Earl, please leave the grace. I broke that grace. He said, Preacher, he said, for the last 6 months, I have lived in abandoned houses and in tents and under trees and in the middle of the night by candle. I'd either read the Bible you gave me or I'd read the letters you wrote me night after night after night. I'd read them, amen, by candlelight, by candle, because there's no electricity, eating out of dumpsters. And I didn't know who's dead or alive. I'm talking about the disappointment. I'll be back, preacher. I gotta work this Sunday. I'll be back. We never made it back. We got that monster snowstorm 2 years ago. I was at preacher's meeting in Tennessee when his sister called me. We found Earl dead in a crack house on the camp. Preaching on disappointments on the journey.
Some Sunday school teacher who's disappointed. I'm preaching to somebody in this place that's been invited, and I thought they was going to be good, and they're not here, and I'm so hopeful. You better get used to disappointment on the journey. So after his mom and dad fought over his body for about a month while they cremated him, and did an autopsy, his mom and dad fought over his body. Yeah, well, I'm in a Christian burial, this, that, and the other, and he done got no money for nothing. The funeral director said he didn't pay for his wife's funeral. Yeah, I tried to talk to the funeral director because mom wasn't against the Christian burial, but he didn't have no money. And their finally, his sister said, Brother Brent, can we just have a memorial service for my brother? I said, sure. And I gathered up a handful of people from my church, and what I'm fixing to tell you is the back of my hand. On a cold January night, about a month after pre-February. Now it's in February, 30 days later. We go to the VFW hall because I have no fellowship, I have nothing. I ran the VFW hall, the snow started falling. Now y'all better remember I was raised in a preacher's house.
Yeah, come on.
I'm trying to tell you, these excuses don't hold water with me. You can't love people you don't know nothing about.
And on this journey, I found myself in a VFW center, and one after another, they walked in so high they didn't know who they were or where they were. One after another.
One guy pulled in his coat.
All night. The man's mother slouched over the chair, passed out all night. He had friends gathered in, little kids, little children gathered around. You never seen such a motley crew in all your life fill that VFW hall. We fed them fried chicken and mashed potatoes and corn and green beans. And I said, it's snowing. Y'all started snowing. Y'all want to go home? The sister said, no, Brother Brent. We want you to talk to us about Earl.
An old boy jumped up and he said, Earl was a good man. He'd take a bullet for you. Ain't that right? He looked across the table. And he said, yeah, I'm sorry. Keep putting my mic down. He said, yeah, he'll take a bullet for you. Because then he shot at me and Earl jumped between us and took the bullet.
Standing there holding a guitar. And I got up and I said, I'm going to tell y'all something. I told everything about Earl that I just told. And I looked out and all of a sudden on my journey, I got a story to tell you that I never had if I hadn't stayed with the journey. The Holy Ghost fell in that VFW.
Praise God.
As thick as I've ever felt it in a camp meeting. As thick as I've ever felt it in a church service in all my life. And I said, I've gone as far as I can with Earl, but I just want you to know that every one of you mean just as much to me as Earl did. And if you want help, this preacher's ready to help anybody that's in the joint.
Praise God.
And I got to singing the broken ones. I strung a guitar in a VFW, and all of a sudden I got done, and I do not know how to describe you. A man jumped up. Preacher, you've got to pray for me. I'm going to die. And I need you to pray for me right now. I'm going to die like Earl died. Preacher, and I don't want to die. He no sooner stepped to shut his mouth, and a lady jumped up, and she said, my family's going to be sad at what I'm fixing to say. They think I'm clean, but I'm not clean. I'm back on heroin, y'all, and I need help. Preacher, would you pray for me? I need help. Amen. She no sooner sat down, and they went to popping up across that BMW. I've never seen nothing like it. I'm talking about the journey tonight. I said, I'm talking about Joshua's journey. Amen. I couldn't tell you that just tonight. Oh, they jumped up in that place. They lined up down the center of that BMW hall. And I stood in the BMW while the snow fell. And the Holy Ghost fell. And prayed for one heroin addict after another. I'm going to tell you, you better stay with the journey. God has got a plan for you and me. Hallelujah.
Stand
all over his house tonight. just glory to God, the grace of God.
Praise God.
You've been spared from a lot of stuff, sis. And you listen as the Holy Ghost says, stay with your journey. There's nothing out there that you need to find out about out there in the world.
Praise God.
But there sure is a journey that you're going to want to tell about one day. Stay in the house of God. Look at these beautiful young ladies. Y'all want to tell about the brokenness of sin? You want to learn how bad it is out there? Or you want to stay in the house of God and take the journey with Brother Brandon?
God.
Is this okay?
God.
You got three more nights unless Brother Lester shuts it down tonight. I told you I got church back home late, mother. That's dangerous, ain't it? Thank you for riding that motorcycle. You never know what that meant to me, man. Just someone take a few minutes. And here we are. Where did life go? And those heroes we used to look up to, now they're looking up to you, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's your turn now. Don't let them outdo you. It's your turn now. Make sure you're in God's will, sis. You're a precious young lady. I watched you dance in the Holy Ghost last night.
Praise God.
Son, you come up there last night, what'd you say? I like what I feel.
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet. It just gets better. That time's done way past. Sis, some young ladies got to step up to the plate somewhere. Thank you for being faithful, sisters. Thank y'all for shining a light. Thank you for still shining the light. But somebody's got to step up somewhere and say, it's my turn now. Me and you ain't young no more, buddy. We're not old, but we ain't no kid. It's our turn.
Praise God.
Oh, God, forsake me not till I have shown thy power and thy strength to this generation. You're standing. I'll be a little too long. Oh, thank you, Brother Hudson, one more time. For all your sacrifice. Thank you, Sister Hudson, for all your sacrifice. And we're not putting you out to pasture. You're still a great influence in my life and other lives. But you can't do it like you used to. You got the strength. Is it okay to say that? Would you admit, Brother, but I still got the fire in my heart, but I don't have strength in my body. I got good news for you. Look behind you right there. There's one right there that can pick his thing up and help carry it on.
Praise God.
Is that a good lady like I think it is, huh? Right? Yeah, remember, I think y'all was in Oregon, California when I seen you one time. Bless God to get out of that place. Lord, you can tell some stories about the journey. I've been to you three times. I want to hear something. Next time I see you, Brother Brady, you ain't going to believe it. Y'all have a shook up my Hyundai. They got my car. And my sweet Holy Ghost moved on me. And got down in that cruiser. This house tonight. Hallelujah. God ain't no respect your person, son. Amen. This ain't just a young people tonight. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Let a cheap hammer and Bible up there. Let's take the gates of hell. Amen. Don't be worried what I'm doing. I'm going to reap the new season. It went back now. For as much as you know, your labor's not in vain. In the Lord, we're on a journey tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go through the disappointments. Never faced. Okay? I stand with you. Hallelujah. I know your name. You believe in the Holy Ghost can speak to the man of God. And y'all listen to me. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But God can take what the devil meant for evil and turn it into his glory. God never made the first person take heroin so that they could tell others about heroin. Never will you make me believe that. I'll tell you what he is doing down in Martinsburg. Yeah, I'm not calling you that, but I'm just saying. I'm talking about making a point. Down in Martinsburg, I got a bunch of heroin addicts that's taking what the devil meant for evil and turned it into God's glory. Yeah. We're going to get in trouble right here, right now. Your daddy was supposed to do some things he didn't do, son. Yeah. But you're going to do them. God saved your daddy, but your daddy came back the clock up. But I'm so proud of you. And you're on a journey. And I don't know where it's going. It was in your grandma and your papa. And it's in your uncle and aunt. And I am persuaded that it is in you also. Stir it up, son. We got a ride to take. Young couples, healthy church, young men. Let's get in this thing, boys. Let's get for the ride. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I ain't nothing, Brother Brent.
You worth way more than you think you are, son.
Yes. Yes.
We don't need everybody in this church to be a preacher. If God calls you, that's fine. You didn't stand on the preacher, so I don't. I tell you what, we do need some good deacons, some Sunday school teachers, grace studies. And every soul that gets saved in this journey, son, if all you, here's my tithes, preacher, you helped. You helped. But brother, I don't say, we don't need any more singers. We just need people with a burden. You know what our number one need is? Altar workers. Altar workers. I'm not saying we don't have any altar workers. I lost her own. I lost Kristen. I went to her funeral. I lost Ashley. They found her veneer in her arm. But I saved Justin Mobley.
Thank God.
He plays my guitar now, though. Drug dealingest, thievingest rascal you ever seen in your life. Plays electric guitar in my church. And Brother Ben Morris was preaching for us, and he'd been a fast and hadn't told nobody about it. And all of a sudden, I seen his guitar get laid on the bench, and he spun around three times and come up speaking in a heavenly language. I got to see that because I stayed through the disappointments.
Thank you.
day's gonna come. This is your day, man. This is what you work for.
Praise God.
You got a right to sit back, smile. Just stick your chest out like a proud papa.
Praise God.
The man didn't quit. What a God heart. This is your day, sis. This is your dream. But more than that, you can be happy that God sent us a Joshua. Feel these altars tonight. Ask God to help you to stick the journey out.